here we go now. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowly, the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I want thee to stay close by me forever. Love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care. Fill us for heaven to
Very good.
And Silent Night. Very good. We'll just sing this one and then we'll carry on with our next message.
Hear the good news.
Lord, we thank you for the simple truths of these hymns. It's true that our blessed Lord was laid in a manger so that we could come and feed on him. And it's true that that silent night was a holy night, and all who trust in the Savior who was born that night will have everlasting life.
这也是真的，就是说是那个就是是平安夜，也是一个圣餐夜。那么说呢，这个时候呢，就所有的来到这里的人呢，都会有那个永生。
So we thank you for Christmas time and the blessings that flow, and we just pray that you'll bless us today.
所以我们感谢这个圣诞季，也感谢这个流淌下来的神的赐福，我们祈求您今天赐福给我们。
So we ask it in Jesus' name.
所以我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to carry on taking a look at Exodus 20 and the Ten Commandments, but Amir has been telling us a little bit about Iranian history, and I thought it would be good for him, just because we've been studying Esther. Amir, tell us a little bit about what you told us earlier.
这个呢，我们今天呢，就是说是要学习那个出埃及记第二十章关于十诫，但是呢，在这个时候呢，就是说是阿米尔稍早的时候呢，他跟我讲了一下伊朗的这样的一个文化，所以呢，阿米尔可以给我们现在讲一下。Okay,
maybe you know I'm from Iran, and 90 years ago, my country name changed, and before that, my country known by Persia.
所以呢，就是说是那个你们大家都知道，他是从伊朗来的。伊朗来的呢，就是说是那个时候呢，大概在90年前，他的国家发生变化。发生变化之前呢，90年前他的国家被称之为波西。
And today, when we start reading chapter 12 of Esther, I heard I forgot the name of this king
is Ahasuerus.
Yes, Ahasuerus. Also, another name is
Xerxes.
And also, third name he had, and you can go to maybe internet and search the name. Another name is Ahasuerus.
所以这个你们呢，大家都知道，就是说是当我们今天早上在学以斯帖记，以斯帖记的时候呢，那里边王叫哈塞勒王，哈塞勒王呢，他的另外一个就是希腊名字叫这个塞尔，但是他说呢，他们那个王呢，就是你如果在那个就是网上去搜寻，他也知道他们有一个跟那个亚哈塞勒类似的王的名字。And
he son of the Darius king. You maybe read about Darius king in the Bible, and the son of the Darius king, and about 486 years before Christ, he lived in the Persia.
因为他呢，当时那个就是说是，就是你们可能听到那个大流士王，是那个一个朝代的那个时候，那就是说大概是在主耶稣基督前，大概主前460年，这个时候这个王在那里。
Also, the city in this chapter, we heard about it, is Shushan. called Shusha in these days is exists, and the palace remains of that palace also exists in this city.
这个里面呢，就是这里谈到一个叫苏珊的那个城市，苏珊呢就是有一个苏珊宫，苏珊宫呢，他说呢，当今这个叫苏珊的城市仍然存在，而且这个宫殿也在那里。
And I'm so interesting. All the Bible is true, and exactly you can find all of these truths in the world.
你这个里面它非常惊奇，圣经里讲的所有的都是真的。那么说呢，你很难在这个世界里找到这样如此的真理。
Okay.
So, among other things, Amir showed me a picture of Shushan the palace that we read about.
所以除了其他事情以外呢，阿米尔给我们呢，就是给我看了一个照片，关于那个苏珊宫的。
And Amir says, I've been there, I know that palace, I've been there.
所以阿米尔说呢，我知道那个宫殿，我在那去过，我去过那个地方。
So it's exactly as the Bible says it was.
所以就是跟圣经里讲的一模一样。
So when you go to Iran next time, take Amir with you as a guide.
等下次呢，你就说是去伊朗的时候呢，把阿米尔带上，作为你的导游。
Very, very good. All right, Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记第20章。
We've been looking at these commandments.
我们一直在看这些实诫。
The first commandment was, the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
就是说是第一诫是主说呢，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
That's the most important commandment.
这是最重要的一条诫命。
And then the next one is that you shall not make for yourself any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. No graven images.
所以呢，第二诫就是不可为自己雕刻任何偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地下的水中的百物。所以你不能雕刻偶像。
What would help you? That's a bad word. But what would encourage you to have or to have other gods? If you were to bow down to an image, pretty soon you'd accept him as a god, wouldn't you?
现在是说，我是什么帮你？我觉得这个词不好。是什么给鼓励你去，就是拜其他的那个偶像呢？就是说，你搞一个偶像在那里，然后跪下去拜他呢？
So here's the first commandment: don't have any other gods. Second commandment is don't have any graven images because they'll encourage you to have other gods.
所以这个里面呢，就是说第一诫呢，就是说你不可有别的神；第二诫呢，不可雕刻偶像。那个，因为你雕刻偶像呢，他会鼓励你去拜别的神。And
then the third commandment is, just got to get the right page here. The third commandment says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for God will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
这个第三诫是第七诫，第七诫不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华的名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。So
if you were to start taking God's name in vain, it'd be easier for you to have a graven image.
如果你去妄称神的名呢，那么说对你来说很容易，你就去雕刻一个偶像。And
if you had a graven image, it would be easier for you to believe in the God of the graven image rather than the God whose name you take in vain.
所以这个就是说，如果说你有一个雕刻的偶像呢，它对你来说很容易，你就去相信别的神，而不是去相信那个你妄称的那个神。And
then the fourth commandment in verse 8 is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
所以第四件事呢，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Okay, so if you kept the Sabbath day holy, it would be easier for you to keep from taking God's name in vain.
所以呢，如果你是说是把安息日守为圣日呢，对你来说呢，就是很容易让你不去妄称神的名。
And if you didn't take his name in vain, it'd be easier for you to keep from bowing down to a graven image.
如果呢你不妄称神的名呢，那么就很容易说呢，你不会去雕刻一个偶像。
And if you were to bow down to a graven image, it would be easier for you to worship the other God.
因为就是说是，如果呢，就是说是你如果不去说是为那个你雕刻的那个偶像，你去跪拜他呢，对你来说呢就很容易呢不去敬拜其他的神。
So these commandments are not just ordinary commandments, they're sequential. There's a logic to them, and the logic is don't get involved in any because each sin will cause you to sin a greater sin.
所以这个里面呢，就是一些就是这些诫命呢，它里面它是有逻辑的，它逻辑呢它是有那个顺序的。顺序的就是，如果你呢遵守这样的诫命的话呢，就是说是你不要违反其中的任何一条，这样呢就是你很容易呢就不去犯罪。
So verse number 12 would be the fifth commandment. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
第五诫呢，就是说是第十二节。第十二节，当尊敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Why is it important to honor your father and mother?
为什么就是真正孝敬父母是重要的呢？
Because if you can't honor your father and mother who you have seen, how could you honor a God you haven't seen?
现在如果你不去孝敬一个你能够看得见的父母，那你怎么可能去孝敬你看不见的神呢？
So you must honor your father and mother, not just for your father and mother's sake. You must honor your father and mother to prevent you from failing to honor God.
所以你要孝敬你的父母呢，不仅仅只是说是你要去孝敬你的父母，而且这个可以防止你呢不去尊重神。
So what is the greatest of the commandments? Don't have any other gods.
所以最大的诫命什么呢？不要有别的神。
And each of these is there in order to help you not have other gods.
所以这里一切在这里呢，就是帮助你不要去有别的神。
And so my mother used to say to me, Harold, if you can't obey me, how do you think you can obey God?
所以我的妈妈呢，以前对我说呢，就是 Harold， 如果你不连我都不顺服，你怎么可能去顺服神呢？
And so she taught me to obey her and my father and a lot of other people.
所以她教导我去顺服她，顺服我的父亲，还有其他很多人。
In order that I could ultimately serve God and honor him.
所以以便呢，我最终呢，就是去服侍神呢，把尊荣给神。
All right, so those are the first five. There seems to be a bit of a break between the first five and the second five.
因为这个里面呢，这是前五戒。前五戒呢，就是说在前五戒和五戒里面呢，就是有一个就是隔开的。
Verse 13 says, "Thou shalt not kill." You shall not murder.
第十三节说呢，不可杀人。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
Yeah, it's pretty important.
这非常重要。
Okay. Has it ever happened?
也没发生过呢。
Yeah.
是。
Some men that the world calls great have murdered hundreds, thousands, millions of people.
有些人呢，这个世界称之为伟大的人呢，他们杀害了几百、几千甚至几百万的人。
Do you think those people have other gods before God?
所以你认为那些人呢，除了神以外，他们有别的什么
？Sure, they do.
他们当然。
So the Bible says, "Don't kill."
所以圣经说不要杀人。
How could you prevent?From turning into a murderer.
所以你怎样呢？防止你变成一个杀人犯呢
？Well, one of the things you could do to prevent turning into a murderer is you wouldn't want to do anything that might encourage you to be a murderer.
所以这个其中一件呢，就是说要防止你变成一个杀人犯呢，你不去做任何其他的事情，它可以引诱你、鼓励你变成个杀人犯。
So the next one says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery."
所以呢，下一戒说呢，不可奸淫。
Is adultery a bad thing?
奸淫是件坏事吗
Is adultery a common thing?
所以呢，奸淫是不是很普遍的事呢？
Answer yes.
答案是是的。
Most politicians are proud of their adulterous lifestyle.
所以大多数那些政客呢，他们都为他们的这样的淫乱的人生感到骄傲。
Most movie stars are proud of their adulterous lifestyle.
大多数呢，那些电影明星呢，也为他们这样的淫乱的人生感到骄傲。
There is a law, no, there is a logic.That goes along like this, and it says, if two people agree, and they're both happy to do something, it's okay if they do it.
他们这里呢有这样一个逻辑流程，一个逻辑流程说呢，如果两个人他们都同意，他们干这件事呢，又都非常高兴，那你就去做吧。
Their logic goes like this.If it doesn't hurt anybody and the two of you are happy, then go ahead and do it.
他们的逻辑是呢，就是说是如果不伤害别人，你们两个呢都很高兴，那么你就去做吧。
Who gets hurt in adultery?
这在淫乱里谁呢受到伤害
？God. Well, God is one who gets hurt in adultery. Anybody else gets hurt in adultery?
但是也是神是其中一个受到伤害，那还有其他人受到伤害了吗？
Yes, the one who commits adultery gets hurt in adultery.
因为那些犯的淫乱的人呢，他也是因为淫乱的受到伤害。
So the logic says, can a man take fire into his bosom and not get burned?
所以这个逻辑是一个人他能够把火抱在怀里而不被烧伤吗？
Okay, you go to the stove, you get a fire, a blazing fire, and you just grab it like that and hug it like this. What are you going to say?
因为你到一个炉子里呢，你把那个炉子那个火拿出来，然后放在你怀里，会发生什么
？You think you're going to say ouch？
你会说 ouch 吗
？Yeah， you're going to get burned。
你会被烧伤。
So there's two parties in adultery. Which one gets burned？
所以呢，就是有两方在那个淫乱里面，哪一个呢受到伤害
？They both get burned。
两个都受到伤害。
How bad？Is the burn?
所以呢，就是那个烧伤有多严重。
Well, it goes from there out to all kinds of other people, doesn't it?
因为这个从这里开始，那就是传播到其他所有人那里，是不是
？What about the other party that was left when these two came together in adultery? What about the other parties? Did they get burned?
所以呢，就是说是当这两个人呢犯了淫乱罪，他们在一起的时候，那他们的那另一方，其他那一方，他们受到伤害了吗
？Yes, they get burned.
是的，他们受到伤害。
My friend said to me recently, said I got divorced.
对，我朋友最近跟我说呢，我离婚了。
34 years ago.
34年前。
And it still bothers me every day.
你每天呢，仍然在困扰着我每一天。
Have you ever heard of anybody getting angry because of adultery?
有没有听到过有些人呢，就是因为这样的淫乱感到愤怒呢
？Have you ever heard of anybody killing somebody because of adultery?
有没有听到过呢？因为淫乱呢，有些人呢杀了其中的一个人呢
？The answer is of course.
答案是当然的。
How foolish to say it's okay if two people do it and they're happy together.
因为就是这是多么的愚蠢！如果说呢，这如果两个人在一起，只要他们幸福就可以了，这是多么愚蠢了
！What about the broken hearts that come to them? And what about the broken hearts that go to all the others?
所以呢，所有的那些伤心事都来到他们自己身上。他们说呢，这些伤心事会传播到其他的人身上，又会怎么样呢
？Here's the logic. Verse 14 says, "You shall not commit adultery." Verse 13 says, "You shall not murder." One of the best ways to keep from murdering somebody is don't commit adultery. That will the adultery will let a light a flame that could easily cause an innocent man like David to become a murderer.
比如说你们呢，就是第十四节说不可奸淫，第十三节说不可杀人。那么说呢，如果说呢你不想杀人，不想变成一个杀人犯，那就说是你不要去奸淫，因为奸淫呢，它会引你让你引起这个火，想去杀人。像我们的大胃王，他是一个就是说本来是无辜的人，因为奸淫呢，他成了个杀人犯。
So what do we know about sin? Sorry, what do we know about sin and medicine?
因为我们对罪和那个医药有什么区别？
All right, one sin leads to greater sin. One sickness leads to greater sickness.
所以呢，一个罪呢带一个更大的罪，一个小的疾病带来更大的一个疾病。
What else do we know about sin and disease?
所以我们和罪和那个疾病我们了解多少？
Sin is addictive.Disease is progressive.
所以那个罪是上瘾的，那么那个疾病呢，它是会发展的。
Okay, if you don't want to get sick, don't go into an infectious disease ward and inhale all the reasons for the disease. Stay away from sin.
所以这个里面是，如果你不想得病，你不要去，到这个充满疾病的世界里面去。所以呢，你不要去听那些东西呢，去犯罪。
The next one is thou shalt not steal.
下一个呢，说不可偷盗。
Would that be important?
这个重要吗
？Well, there's a multitude of reasons why you wouldn't steal.
就是有很多的原因，为什么你不能偷盗
？Can I tell you the story of my friend?
我可以跟你们讲一下我朋友的故事吗？
My friend decided when he was a boy he would steal.
所以我的朋友当他是个小男孩时候呢，他决定去偷东西。
And then he learned to steal lots of things, and he ultimately stole somebody else's wife.
所以他学会了的就是偷很多的东西，最终呢，他把某个人的妻子偷了。
And then he became a murderer.
然后呢，他成了个杀人犯。
Do you think when he stole that chocolate bar, he thought, "Oh, this is easy. I'll be all right. It's only a chocolate bar."
因为他呢，就是偷那个巧克力棒的时候，那他就巧克力棒的时候，他说，哦，这个没有问题，我只是偷了个巧克力棒。
And then he found himself a murderer.
最终他发现他是个杀人犯。
And in prison for a long time.
在监狱里待了很久。
Until he died.
直到他死。
God says, don't.
神说呢，你不要去做。
Verse 16, you shall not bear false witness.
第十六节，不可做假见证，向你的邻舍。
Don't tell a lie.
不要说谎。
Why? Because if you tell a lie, you might get away with it.
所以呢，就是不要说谎，因为你如果你说谎，你可能挣脱不了了。
And you might even learn if you tell a lie.How to cover something you steal.
所以呢，如果你说谎，你就会学会呢怎么样去掩盖你偷盗的事实。
And so after you steal, sorry, after you tell a lie, you could steal, and after you steal, why you could steal not just a chocolate bar, you could steal people.
所以这个不是说是，如果你就是说是撒谎，撒谎呢，撒谎以后你就可以很容易去偷盗，偷盗呢就是最终呢你会偷人。
The teaching of the Bible is simple. Don't get started on the simple things. Say no.
因为圣经里的教导非常简单，不要从那个简单的事开始，要说不。
If you never told a lie, would you ever be able to cover the fact that you were a thief?
因为如果你从来不说谎的话，那么说呢，你能不能掩盖你是个小偷的事实呢？
No, you have to tell lies if you're going to be a successful thief.
如果你是一个非常成功的小偷的话，你必须说谎。
And keeps on going and going and getting bigger and bigger and worse.
所以这个呢，就是一直往前走，越滚越大，越滚越大，最后更糟。
All right, these are 10 commandments. They're all important. We'll do covet next time.
所以这就是十诫，都是非常重要的。下一次呢，我们呢要讲贪念。
God says, don't.Do any of these. Each will encourage you to do something worse later.
因为神说呢，这其中任何一条都不要去做。你如果做了一条呢，都会鼓励你稍后去做其他的那些事情。
You can imagine. The boy starts out smoking cigarettes, and then he smokes marijuana, and then he starts taking drugs, and then he, and ultimately he may kill himself or others.
因为你可以去想象一个小男孩，那他刚开始抽烟，抽烟以后呢，他就开始抽大麻，抽大麻呢，最后呢，开始吸毒，吸毒呢，最后呢，他最终可能自杀或者杀害其他人。
So my friend said, let's go buy some cigarettes and we'll smoke the cigarettes.
我的朋友说呢，让我们去买点烟，我们来抽抽。
And when they bought their cigarettes, I bought my ice cream cone.
那他们买烟的时候，我去买那个冰激凌桶。
Because I like ice cream.
因为我喜欢吃冰激凌。
And when they started smoking, they went,
那他们开始那抽烟的时候，哦，好好好。Okay.
And I said, my ice cream cone tastes really, really good.
我就说呢，我的冰激凌桶非常非常好吃。Don't
get started.
不要再开始。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we just pray that you'll bless. We thank you that you tell us not to do things that are bad.
主啊，我们就祷告，我们感谢您呢，就是告诉我们不要去干坏事。
And then you say, I'll help you so that you won't do things that are bad.
然后您又说呢，我会帮助你，所以你不会干坏事。
And our God is so good. He even says that if you'll trust me, I'll forgive you for the things that you've done that are bad, and I'll turn it all around so that you can do things that are good.
既然我们的神是如此的好，他甚至说呢，我会饶恕你过去呢所干的所有的坏事，然后呢，从这个地方呢，我可以把你转向去做所有的好事。
Lord, we pray that each of us at this Christmas will be thankful for a Savior who came to love us and to live for us and then to die to save us.
主啊，我们也祷告，愿我们每个人都感恩，感恩在这个圣诞季的时候呢，我们的救主来到这个世界上来爱我们，为我们而死，最终饶恕。So
we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢您呢，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Thank you, one and all. Thank you for today.